Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Bella! Bella!
Why are we looking for her right here, Manu?
Why not, Mayra?
But why yes?
Because I really don't think Bella stayed on the main road with all the cars going by. She must have taken a shortcut.
Yes, but why this one?
I stop for a moment and look at her exasperatedly. Do you have better ideas about where to go next?
No, Prinzi. I really don't know where to look for her.
So walk and help me call her.
Bella!
Mayra kept her word and was with me within a quarter of an hour. She got her driver's license a few weeks ago and is the proud owner of a second-hand older model Panda. Green, of course. Purchased with her earnings as a nursery gardener.
Bella!
I briefly explained to Mayra how things apparently happened. Bella, returning from her little ride, had stationed herself near the only remaining Suzuki, thinking it was mine, and obviously unable to imagine that in the meantime, I had moved it somewhere else, entirely. When the owner started the car, she, surprised and disconcerted that I hadn't let her climb into the trunk as usual, began chasing the SUV along the road leading to Albugnano. But that was more than an hour ago. Who knows where that poor beast is now?
Bella!
Don't you think she can go back to the church, Barmanu?
No, Mai. She certainly won't go back because she's convinced it's me in that SUV and that I've gone home. She'll have started trudging up the hill, trying to identify the road to our house, which she obviously can't find because we're more than 20 kilometers from Val di Sero. Then, once she reached the crossroads at the top of the hill, who knows which road she took? Or perhaps she decided to cut across the fields and woods, because dogs don't like walking along busy roads. And that road leads to Castelnuovo on one side, and Casalborgone on the other, both fairly populous towns, so it's very busy.
You're right, Princey. We'll have to look for her, but who knows where?
Yeah, who knows?
Bella!
Bella!
My Bella is lost, and it's all my fault. I bite my lip and feel terrible, but I can't waste time feeling sorry for myself. We walk briskly along the dirt road, which heads toward Chieri, and then toward Val di Sero. We keep calling out for Bella, but deep down I feel like this is a desperate attempt and that we'll never get anywhere. Mayra is right, I'm behaving irrationally, but the chaos swirling inside me forces me to walk compulsively in any direction, engaging every muscle and what's left of my neurons in that senseless search. Mayra follows me resignedly, not wanting to contradict me, seeing me in this state. But she's well aware we're wasting time. She's breathing heavily, her weight making it difficult for her to keep up with my pace. I slow down a bit, realizing I'm expecting too much from her. The road becomes a path that winds through a bare forest, a ghostly, typically winter landscape. Suddenly I hear my cell phone ringing, which, incredibly, manages to get signal even in that forest. I take it out of my back pocket and press the button.
Hello, Manuel!
Bruno's unmistakable stentorian voice hits my ear. In this moment of anguish, I can't hear him. Hi, Bruno. Sorry, can we talk again some other time? I'm terribly busy right now, so bear with me. I'll call you back. I hang up feeling like a total jerk, but I can't bear to listen to his chatter now. He'd start telling me about the new real estate deals he's got coming up, and I'm just not in the right frame of mind to think about that right now. I keep walking like a fool, followed by poor Meira, who trudges Bella, along Bella! Beside me through the woods, calling out for Bella at the top of her lungs. Tears are streaming down my face, and I can't hold them back. Meira takes my hand.
Come on, Manu. You'll see. We'll find her. Bella is a loving and intelligent dog. She can't have gone that far. She wants to be with you.
That's exactly the point, Mai. I've been neglecting her lately, so caught up in my own bullshit, like the exhibition and other such things. I'm almost always after Johnny and his antics, and she's always been home alone.
No, Princey, no, not alone. I was always there, and Carlos too. The dog was never alone.
I squeeze her hand as I continue to trudge blindly up that dirt path that leads me who knows where, probably to a place where there's no sign of my dog. Meira, I know you've always been there for her, and you have no idea how grateful I am. But Bella, you understand. She's my dog, and a dog wants its owner. If it feels neglected by him, it suffers, and it leaves.
Don't be silly, Manu. Imagine if she left on her own. Maybe someone took her, thinking she was lost.
Meira, who could have taken her? She's an old dog and not a purebred. No one's interested. And then I told her to go for a walk because she was bothering me while I was talking to Gianni, dammit. And she just walked away.
Yes, but by mistake. You said she followed another Suzuki like yours.
It's just my guess, Meira. Just a fucking guess.
But that seems like the right one to me, Princey.
Okay, but what's the difference? The fact is, she got lost. And she got lost because of me. Because I shouldn't have sent her out for a walk. Meira looks at me with the stern expression of a teacher scolding a student with little brains.
Manu, stop. There's no point in continuing to torment you. We'll find her again. You'll see.
Let's turn this way, please. My phone rings again. This time it's Gianni.
Hi, love. I just saw the prince.
He starts enthusiastically, but I immediately cut the conversation short. Gianni, be patient. Not now.
Not now what?
Not now anything. I mean, I can't. I feel absurdly irritated with him, as if he were to blame for this situation. He's the one I've devoted most of my time and attention to over the past few months, neglecting everyone else, including Bella. And it's to talk to him that I sent her out for a walk. Gianni is left speechless for a few seconds.
What's wrong with you, love?
Gianni, damn it. I lost my dog. I've been looking for her for hours. I don't know where the hell she is, and I'm really worried. I know you don't understand. You don't give a damn about dogs or animals in general. He answers me in a dignified and slightly resentful tone.
Darling, I wish I could be of some help, but unfortunately, I'm in Milan. I'll hang up and leave you alone right away, but first I want you to know that you're being unfair to me. It's not true that I don't care. I completely understand how you feel. I had a dog as a child, too. He was my only friend. I know how it feels. I'll talk to you later, whenever you're up for it. I really hope you have good news for me. Kisses, my love.
Gianni hangs up before I can answer. The fact that I treated him so badly adds to my discomfort. I'm an idiot. Gianni isn't to blame for what happened. In fact, he urged me to buy another slice of cake and share it with Bella. I made him suffer for no reason. I immediately type a message on the keyboard and send it to him. I love you. I'm sorry. He responds with a little heart. I sigh, put my phone in my pocket, and continue walking.
I think there's something there.
Yes, there's a shed, Mai. But why the hell would Bella be in there?
I don't know, Prince. Let's go and see.
But this is absurd. If she were in there, she would have heard us and would have already jumped out. Anyway, let's go. Come on. We're here now. Obviously, there is no sign of Bella in the shed. My nerves suddenly give out. I collapse onto a windblown log and burst into tears, my face in my hands. Meira approaches me cautiously, as one does with injured animals that might react unpredictably, sits down beside me, and rests her large right arm on my shoulders.
Prinzi, do you know what we're doing now?
I shake my head without answering.
Let's go to the nursery office and get on the computer. You have some photos of Bella. We'll make a flyer, print lots of copies, and then take them to the houses around here and stick them on trees and at the pharmacy, because there's always a lot of people. And we'll notify the police and the dog shelter.
I shake my head again, this time in the affirmative. Mayra is right. This search through the woods is pointless. Hers is the only rational proposal. I struggle to get up, drying my tears, take her hand again, and we walk back along the dirt road, heading to my SUV, which I've parked in a clearing below. The cell phone again. I roll my eyes. It's Bruno again. What does he want? Bruno! I begin abruptly.
Manuel, do you know who's here?
No, I answer curtly.
Guess what? There's people.
I barely suppress a curse and try to moderate the tone of my voice. Oh, great. Lucky you, you have your dog.
Where are you? I can hear you're out of breath.
I'm in the woods, Bruno. In the fucking woods. And I can't wait to get out. I don't have any signal. I'll talk to you later. Come on. I hang up. Evening is falling very quickly. It's still winter. It's starting to get cold. But I feel nothing except the consuming agitation. I walk faster and faster, barely followed by Myra, who's panting. I can't wait to get to my Suzuki, so I can rush to the office to do what Myra suggested. The only problem is that I'll have to wait until first light to go deliver the flyers. And in the meantime, more precious hours will have passed, and my poor Bella, who knows where the hell she's sleeping, alone and cold. Just thinking about it makes my soul freeze. The damn cell phone again. This time it's Antonia. I can't bring myself to have a conversation with her. I warn her. Hi, Antonia. Unfortunately, Bella is missing and I've been looking for her for several hours. Sorry, I can't hear you right now.
Missing? How is that possible? She's such a loyal dog.
I know, Antonia. That's exactly why I'm worried.
I wanted to tell you about the preparations for Martino's birthday, but now isn't the time.
Especially since there's still more than a month to go, Antonia. My birthday is first.
I know. I wanted to make the two celebrations coincide.
I don't see how they are too far away. And besides, I don't want any celebrations. I'm not a child. Anyway, thanks for the thought. Now excuse me, I have to go.
Let me know as soon as you find her.
If I find her.
You'll find her. Take heart, Emmanuel. I'm with you.
Thank you, Antonia. Antonia hangs up. We finally come into sight of my SUV. I quicken my pace, eager to get behind the wheel, dragging Mayra along like a kind of ballast. We reach the clearing and finally climb aboard. I'm about to start the car when my cell phone rings again. I see it's Bruno again. I don't feel like hanging up on him for the third time in a row. I'm already in the car, so I won't waste any time. I'll talk to him while I drive, on speakerphone. I start the engine and answer him while I maneuver. Yes, Bruno, what's up?
Are you out of your mind, Manuel? Damn it, this is the third time I've called you.
Sorry, you're right, but I told you, I'm in trouble.
Can you just sit still for 3 seconds and listen, damn it? I was telling you people's here.
Yes, I understand that, I reply, shifting into second gear.
Let me finish, damn it! Pippo brought your dog with him!
I stop dead in my tracks. Myra and I look at each other with wide eyes. What? I ask him breathlessly.
I tell you yes. They're both here in my office in Castelnuovo. Your dog is doing great, don't worry. She just drank a bowl of water. She was very thirsty.
But how could this happen? Bella doesn't know the way to you.
You know Pippo's a wanderer, right? He goes for a walk around the neighborhood every day. While wandering the hills, he must have found your dog somewhere. And since he didn't know where you live, he brought her here to me.
Mira and I hug each other, crying with joy.
So are you coming to get her or not?
Bruno asks impatiently. Bruno, I'm so sorry, I tell him, crying and laughing. I've been looking for her since this morning. I didn't know what to do anymore. I don't know how to thank you. Believe me, you gave me my life back.
Now don't exaggerate. Life, no, but the dog, yes. Come get her soon, though, because she's really big. And I don't know where to put her anymore. She was here with me for a while, but then some customers came and I had to take her out. Now she's in the bathroom with Pippo. I think there's something sweet between them.
It doesn't matter. She's sterilized, I tell him, laughing. I'll be right there, Bruno. I'll be with you in a quarter of an hour. Thank you. Thank you again, really.
You're welcome, Manuel. See you soon.
I immediately take Mayra and Bella home, who are cuddled in the seat next to mine, and head back to Castelnuovo to give Bruno and Pippo proper thanks. I brought the dog a box of dog biscuits, which he happily munches on. Naturally, I treat Bruno to a glass of white wine and an aperitif at the Giardino bar. I can't stop thanking him, so much so that he's embarrassed by the end.
Listen, don't look at me like that, Manuel, or they'll think we're gay.
I burst out laughing.
By the way, how's it going with your girlfriend, the one with the faggot voice?
Great, thank you. We've made peace.
Thank goodness, I'm glad. And that black woman that was in the car with you, who is she, your friend, the one you were telling me about?
Yes, it's Mayra, my best friend.
A little fat, but she has a nice face, ne?
She's very nice, in fact.
Cheers, Manuel.
We toast with two white wines. I ordered one myself to keep him company. I assure him of my full support in selling a couple of properties he mentioned, and I say goodbye. While driving home, I call Antonia to tell her about the discovery. She's happy, poor thing. I'll call her back tomorrow to see what she had to say about Martino's birthday. Now, I'm at Carlos and Mayra's house, in my usual single bed in the guest room, with Bella curled up on her pillow at my feet. I pet her head. She doesn't seem to realize what's happened. When she saw me, she simply greeted me with a reproachful bark, as if to say, "You could have waited for me, you and your Suzuki. I can't run that fast." And then she threw her paws around my neck. 10 minutes later, she no longer remembered the incident, and is now sleeping soundly. Carlos and Mayra were very kind to me. I had dinner with them, and Carlos opened one of his best wheat beers for me to celebrate finding Bella. And now, finally, I can call Gianni to tell him the good news and to talk about the exhibition. I dial his number.
Hi, love.
Hi. Now, yes, truly, I feel at peace with the universe.